Johnson.
And I'm Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Exit polls showed on Sunday Marine Le Pen's far-right National Rally Party won the first round of parliamentary elections in France, but the final result will depend on days of hard bargaining before the second round of voting next week. Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam reports.
Exit polls showed that Marine Le Pen's far-right National Rally Party won the first round of parliamentary elections in France on Sunday, but the final result will depend on days of hard bargaining before the second round of voting next week. Sunday's outcome is a major blow to President Emmanuel Macron, who stunned the nation when he called for snap elections. The results were in line with opinion polls ahead of the election, but provided little clarity on whether Le Pen's anti-immigrant, Eurosceptic party will be able to form a government and coexist with pro-EU Macron after next Sunday's second round of voting is concluded.
Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam. Authorities in northern Nigeria said on Sunday female suicide bombers targeted a wedding, a funeral, and a hospital in coordinated attacks that killed at least 18 people. Another 30 were wounded. No one has immediately claimed responsibility for the attacks. Borno State has been heavily affected by the Boko Haram Islamic extremist insurgency. It has used women and girls in suicide bombings in the past. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said again on Sunday his stand that Israel will not stop its war until it achieves its goal of what he says will be victory over Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israeli forces advanced further into a neighborhood in northern Gaza and also pushed deeper into western and central Rafah in the south. This is VOA News. Ukraine's president on Sunday appealed to the West to relax targeting limits into Russia as Moscow's glide bombs hammer the front line. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In an online post, President Volodymyr Zelensky said that Russia had dropped more than 800 glide bombs into Ukraine in the past week alone. Zelensky said Ukraine needed to be able to strike more military targets inside Russia to stop the attacks on Ukraine's front line. Glide bombs are heavy Soviet bombs fitted with precision guidance systems and launched from aircraft flying out of range of air defenses. The bombs weigh more than a ton and blast targets to smithereens, leaving a huge crater. I'm Karen Chamas.
Former Bolivian President Evo Morales is accusing his political ally-turned-rival, President Luis Arce, of deceiving the Bolivian people by staging a self-coup last week. He claims it was to earn political points among the electorate. The claim marks a sharp downturn in an already fraught relationship. Morales was initially among the country's most powerful voices to say that approximately 200 members of the military who marched on Bolivia's government palace alongside armored vehicles on Wednesday had attempted a coup. But on Sunday, Morales joined others who contend Arce himself orchestrated a self-coup to win the sympathy of Bolivians at a time when his popularity is extremely low. Sunday was the finale of the month-long celebration of LGBTQ plus pride with parades in major U.S. cities. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
As in years past, revelers and rainbow flags in big cities like New York, Chicago, and San Francisco, the wide-ranging festivities highlight steps forward for the LGBTQ plus community, but also call attention to recent laws passed in conservative states that take away rights, including bans on transgender care. And this year, pro-Palestinian activists disrupted Pride events in Boston, Denver, and Philadelphia, exposing a split among liberal groups that are generally aligned on other issues. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Meanwhile, Turkish authorities say a propane tank explosion at a restaurant in the western city of Izmir has left 5 people dead and 63 others injured. Security cameras recorded the explosion on Sunday that devastated the street and caused minor damage to surrounding buildings. Turkey's interior minister announced on social media dozens of rescue personnel were immediately dispatched to the scene. Authorities have detained one suspect who might be responsible. I'm Joe Ramsey.